Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boner Buzz. Boner Forest. Dense Boner Forest. Pungent crotch sweat. Pungent milky crotch ooze. Barking vaginal belch. Protruding vaginal boner. Rat booby tooch! Nah, bloody butt cough. Uh-huh. Angry clit spasm.
Nope, sorry.
Whooping fart balls. Lubricated titty burgers. Indifferent rectal semen splooge. Every name is already taken! Furry Buzz plopped menacingly on the table, Incorporated.
That's available. Congratulations.
You're listening to The Growing Up Rock Podcast with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney. Now, crank it up.
All right, Hollywood, here's our opportunity to be negative. Woohoo! We don't get to do this too often, but we started this new series called The Dirty Dozen, in which case we always pick a dozen of whatever that we're focused on. So The Dirty Dozen, this particular episode, is going to focus on stupid band names. Now, I've seen other podcasts do these types of episodes, and that's just reassuring me that there are a lot of stupid band names out there. What say you?
Yeah, so before we get started on this thing, let me share a warning for the episode right here, all right? The language and the nuances of some of what we're going to discuss today has some pretty dirty and tough language. Okay, so listener discretion is advised. Remember, it's all considered art. I'm not saying it's good art, and some of this art is downright horrendous, but it is still art. So again, listener discretion advised. You have been warned.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to add to that warning up front is that all the band names, regardless of whether they end up being stupid band names or not, I don't necessarily hate all the music from all these bands. There are just some band names that appear that I think are kind of like not great band names, but it is what it is, and we'll get into all that as we go. Before we get too far into this, we're going to talk about a band that doesn't really have a stupid band name. It's just kind of a normal band name. But we got to get into this. Crank me up! You gotta do it anytime. Crank me up! Crank me up!
It's time for the Crank It Up Music Spotlight.
Okay, so today's Crank It Up Spotlight comes to us from a band called Striker from Canada. We've featured these guys on the podcast before. I've had singer Dan Cleary on the podcast before. They had the last record out, which is at this point has been, I think, close to 5 years or more, Play to Win, which did really well in the top 10 albums for that year for me personally. But they just released a new record called Ultra Power. And the first single off that record is a song called Best of the Best. Check out a snippet. Best of the best of the best!
So the best of the best of the best of the best. I really like the song. And honestly, I like the full album on the first listen. It went straight to my possible top 20 list. This song could be used in sporting events from now until we're gone from this earth, whether it's in the US or Europe. Like, there will be a soccer team that grabs this, or FIFA themselves will grab it and they'll use it because it's written very well.
The video is fairly entertaining. The funny thing about Striker is that they've released a handful of songs in between the last album and this album, but they never released the album until just recently, and none of those songs that they released are on this album. So I'm not really sure what was going on, but when I first heard this song, I didn't like it. I'm just being honest. I heard this song again for the second and third time, and now I really like this song. So I don't know, but the first time I listened to it, it wasn't what I was expecting from Striker, so I wasn't sold. And then this album, I've heard people that like this album and people that are highly disappointed with this record that are previous Striker fans, because this album, they venture out in different areas compared to their last album. And compared to some of their earlier albums, for sure. So this album has some different flavors on it, for sure, including, like, right after this song, Best of the Best, they go into a song that has saxophone on it, which is really different for them, I think. So I'm going to make it a point to spend time with this record, especially after your review of what you just said, because I have to admit, the second and third time I heard Best of the Best, I really liked it. So I'm looking forward to spending a little bit more time with this record. It literally, I just got it probably a week ago or whenever I sent that out to you. It came out, I think, February 2nd or whatever. But check out the band Striker from Canada, and the new record is called Ultra Power. So there you go.
You can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com.
Okay, so let's move on with stupid band names. So where the idea came from. We're on Monsters of Rock Cruise a while back, and this band called Stop Stop was one of the bands on the ship. So many of us thought Stop Stop was a stupid name for a band. So we started talking about stupid band names, and Mark Musalem, Tony's brother, suggested we do an episode on it. So when I think about stupid band names, something immediately come to mind. Coney Hatch, Rhino Bucket, Bang Tango. We sometimes call them Bango Tango. Butthole Surfers, Chumbawamba, Death Cab for Cutie, Hoobastank, Jimmy Eat World, Meatloaf, My Morning Jacket, which was brutal to listen to, Puddle of Mud, Squirrel Nut Zippers, Sponge, Wigwam, Trickster, Revolting Cox. Like, okay, all those are stupid names, but I don't really like the music for any of those bands. I kind of felt like I was in discovery mode a little bit. So I went to Facebook, asked our friends and listeners to share what bands they thought had stupid names. We got over 100 responses. I actually tried some of the bands, and I'm going to share those findings with you later on. And then Steven and I each picked 6 bands that we could discuss. Some of the bands we chose to discuss were mentioned on the post, and some were not. So I am going to start with my bands. And the first band I'm going to start with is a band called Big Cock. I told you, listener discretion advised. Okay. As of right now, Big Cock has 10,000 listeners on Spotify. Backpack Brad is the one who suggested this one. If you don't know anything about Big Cock, that's too bad. I feel bad for you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in action. Jack says you've got a great big cock.
I guess so.
May I see it?
Really?
Please.
They're from Arizona, founded in 2005 by a guy named Dave Henserling. If you think you've heard that name before, he also uses the stage name David Michael Phillips, and he has been in King Cobra and Lizzie Borden. Oh, my God. He must really suck. In 2005, David reunited with his buddy John Covington and with vocalist Robert Mason. That's why we know this, who is obviously known for being in Lynch Mob and now in Warrant. And with a band name that was basically meant as a fuck you to the entire music business, they go with Big Cock. They figure no label's going to sign them, no radio station would play anything by that name. So the project was released independently. They actually released 3 full studio albums. And then in 2010, somebody did one of their songs on America's Got Talent. I guarantee you the producers of AGT had no idea where this song came from because they got Real Man done on the show. Wow. Which is just awesome, by the way. That's one way to tell the music industry to basically fuck off. So I came across this band by doing a deep dive on Robert Mason. I'm a huge Robert Mason fan. They are on Spotify. So if you feel like giving them a shot, here's 3 songs you might want to try. Dirty Girl, MILF, and Built for Speed. I think you're going to like these guys because they're pretty straight ahead.
Well, you're all grown up, not a schoolgirl playing for fun.
What do you think about Big Cock? Just saying that sounds bad.
Well, I'm not going to say I love Big Cock, which I just did, and you'll probably clip that sound bite. I don't care. I do actually dig this band. I have that record that all these songs are on. I love the song that kicks off the record, Breaking My Balls. It's just a great straight-ahead hard rock band. And to be fair, and in their defense, they have a big picture of a big rooster on their album cover. So, you know, I mean, come on. Just because our dirty minds go straight to cock doesn't mean it's that kind of cock. Right, cock?
All righty then. All right. So my second band, let's go with a more subdued name. Ed Guy. Really? That's like, that's the best you'd come up with? These guys have today 383,000 monthly Spotify listeners. All right. Shane Berman suggested this one. If you don't know anything about Ed Guy, German band formed in 1992. I would say these guys are power metal, but they're a little more melodic than most power metal bands to me. To me, they have kind of a hint of Judas Priest. Sometimes you hear Maiden in there. They got a little bit of Scorpions in there. They've released 10 studio albums. They've technically been on hiatus since 2020, because their singer, Tobias Sammet, is also in the Avantasia project. And I'm assuming since Avantasia is a rock opera, it's probably selling a lot better than Ed Guy is, and it caters to mass audiences, so he's probably making more money. If you've never heard Ed Guy and you like that kind of real alpha type metal, you're probably going to like these guys. Check them out on Spotify. Here's three songs to try: Lavatory Love Machine, King of Fools, and Holy Water. All the time, to erase it from my mind. I feel like I've been left behind. My heart is frozen. I push to rush and fall. And again I'm gonna crawl. Is there really no return from the life being chosen? Oh, you wanted more from me than I could ever pay. Rain is falling, pouring down on me. Holy water, you ease my pain, purify me. Rain is falling, pouring down on me.
I'm sure you have heard of these guys before. Yeah, I like some of their stuff for sure. Yeah, they're hit or miss with me. Some of the stuff that's a little bit more progressive, power-y, metal, keyboard-y stuff, I don't love, but they do have some straight-ahead, just big, fat riff, rock and roll stuff that I really enjoy. And in fact, the way that I discovered this band or heard of them for the first time was I had a playlist that I'd picked out of something, and this song popped up. Well, not this song, this band popped up with one of their songs, and I swear to God, I wished I could remember the name of the song, but I put it on playlist of my own for a long time because I love that song so much, and it was just more straight ahead, like hard rock. But yeah, I dig some of this band's stuff. German metal, what's not to love?
Okay, so band number three, Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. I don't even know where people come up with some of these names. I had never heard of this band. Keith Rogeford suggested this one. They've got 6,435 monthly listeners. So obviously, they've been on Spotify for a little bit anyway. These guys are a quote-unquote supergroup. Unfucking believable. It has Alice in Chains vocalist William Duvall, guitarist Brent Hyde from Mastodon, guitarist Ben Wyman from Dillinger Escape Plan, drummer Thomas Pridgeton of Mars Volta, and bassist Peter Griffin from Deathlock. So this supergroup, their debut and only album ever released is called Broken Lines. It got released in 2016. All the songs were written before William Duvall joined because they were originally planning for their lead singer to be actress Juliette Lewis. I didn't even know Juliette Lewis sang. I didn't even know she could sing. Whatever. So if you've never heard any of this music, it's actually not that bad. And it's on Spotify. Try these three songs: Crucifixion, Back to the Light, and Blood Moon. I actually like Blood Moon probably the most out of these guys. Even know this existed?
No, I didn't know it existed. I never heard of it in my life. And yep, it's a super stupid band name. I went and checked it out, though, based on the songs that you gave me. It's okay. It wasn't totally offensive. It's a little bit too
I don't know, just not in my bang zone of rock and roll, I guess, is the easiest way to put it. A little bit too alternative for me.
My fourth band, I'm going to go with True Blue, a known band, Chickenfoot. Still stupid name. Most who are listening to this know who the supergroup is. Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, Chad Smith, formed in 2008. I'm not sure if they considered it, but and I'm not even sure, Stephen, if you've ever thought about this, but they could have named this band HSAS 2.0 because it's Hagar, Satriani, Anthony, and Smith.
No, never occurred to me, but you're right.
Yeah. They've released two studio albums, Chickenfoot 1 and Chickenfoot 3. I guess they forgot the two. But, you know, these four are super busy doing different things all the time. So it's hard for them to go out and tour. Probably the person who's got the least going on is Michael Anthony. But I can imagine that Joe and Chad never have any time. Obviously, these guys are on Spotify. And if you've never given Chickenfoot a chance, try these three songs. Sexy Little Thing, Up Next, and Bigfoot. And I would say these guys' song is right. The songs are right in the Sammy Hagar solo bang zone. It's exactly what he does on his solo records. But it's just got, you know, well, I guess it's not nice to say better guitars because I like Vic, but come on, it's Satriani. So.
So I really enjoyed the first Chickenfoot record. I thought Chickenfoot 3 was not good at all. Bigfoot by far is the best song off of Chickenfoot 3 because I do enjoy that song for sure. But maybe they should have released Chickenfoot 2. Maybe it would have been better than 3. I don't know. I'm looking forward to checking out Sammy Hagar on tour this year with Satriani and Michael Anthony. So I would expect that pretty much since they've got three of the four Chickenfoot guys there that they're going to play a little Chickenfoot live. So yeah, it's all good.
My fifth band. Okay. Before I even start explaining what little I know about this band, the band's called Voodoo Terror Tribe. I've got to say, I've got no idea why some of their music connected with me. I listened to it and I'm like, hey, this is not bad. I usually hate this type of shit. It's possible it's connecting because they only had 26 Spotify listeners. So I saw them kind of like an underdog, you know, as I see Restrained sometimes, right? But I can tell you Voodoo Terror Tribe is nowhere near as melodic and listenable as Restrained is. They're more like a combination of thrash and progressive metal, which those two types of music usually is. I'm like, boop, chucking CDs out on Highway 680. Like, that's what I normally do. Anyways, band's from New Jersey, formed in 2005. They got three full-length albums out there and three EPs. My guess is since they only have 26 listeners on Spotify that no one's heard this music except for Righty, because Righty's the one who mentioned them to me. But I did like some of these songs, so you might want to give this a shot. Try these three songs. No Hell Like Home, City of Sixes, and then they do a Rebel Yell cover, the Billy Idol song. So I don't know if it was... I heard Rebel Yell first, and I'm like, okay, these guys aren't that bad, and they gave the other two songs a chance, but it might be the underdog thing, because I do like an underdog.
Calling in my ear. All this time I've been wasting my time.
what did you think about Voodoo Terror Tribe?
Okay, first of all, there's no way in hell Ridey came up with this band on his own. This is definitely a Dylan band. I can guarantee it. That's how Ridey knows Voodoo Terror Tribe. I listened to some of it. I mean, it was okay. I did not like the Rebel Yell cover. Yeah, some of it's okay. I listened to another song called Pussy, of course, because it was called Pussy.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. I didn't think that song was as good.
It's just some of the vocals and stuff, man. I can only listen to so much of that stuff. It's just, you know, it's all good.
And then my sixth band, I went with a band called Wet Willie. All right, so one of the reasons that I at least gave the shot to some of the music is you never know what you're going to get interested in something you hear. So Nick Osenziak, and I think I'm saying, Nick, I think I'm saying your last name right. If not, just let me know. He mentioned it on the post. I never heard of the band. And Wet Willie, I mean, come on. So I'm listening. I'm like, okay, they're Southern rock. So I do a little bit of digging. They've been around since 1970 from Mobile, Alabama. They were on the scene for about 10 years. They disappeared in the 80s. And then came back in 1990 and have been somewhat active ever since. They've got 7 studio albums, all of them released between 71 and 79, which is usually a death sentence for me because I don't really like 70s music, especially Southern rock. But they actually had some hits on the Billboard Hot 100. So I'm listening to them and I'm like, man, there is some really heavy blues influence in the guitars. And I kind of got a lighter early Whitesnake vibe. So I just kind of kept listening, and I'm like, oh, Wet Willie's not that bad. So they're on Spotify. Try these songs if you want to give them a shot. Make You Feel Love Again, Dixie Rock, and Keep On Smiling, which all three were hits on the Billboard Hot 100, and Keep On Smiling had actually hit the top 10. Had you ever heard of Wet Willie? This kind of seems like one of your bands.
First of all, Pooney, do you know what a Wet Willie is?
I don't even know what a Wet Willie is, and I don't want to know.
So Wet Willie, a Wet Willie is when you lick your finger and stick it in somebody's ear.
Why would you do that? That's gross. Is that a Southern thing? Was that big in your day?
It's a kid thing. You know, it's like a purple Norbrel or something like that. You know, it's just one of those things. That's what a Wet Willie is for people that aren't from the South. Yes, it's Mobile, Alabama, not Mobile, Alabama.
I'm going to say Mobile. I'm going to say it like Leslie and Lori say Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, that's essentially about 50 minutes from where I grew up as a kid. And yeah, I like some 70s rock, and Wet Willie, Keep On Smiling is a staple in that 70s rock. I mean, that's a fantastic song. I love it. I'm not totally familiar with a ton of their stuff. That was by far and away their biggest hit, as you said. And that's the song that I knew right away when Wet Willie popped up on your list. And in fact, that song probably makes its appearance on a few of my different morning playlists because it's a little bit mellower than most of the stuff I listen to. So, yeah, I'm aware of Wet Willie.
Okay, so we're going to share some of the band names that were shared by listeners. And like I said, I checked some of this stuff out, the stuff I could find anyway. Maybe we'll talk about 3 or 4 at a time here and get your thoughts on a group of them. So let's talk about the first four. Amusement Parks on Fire. Jay Sabluski sent that. That's an interesting band name. They got 25,000 listeners. It's like alt pop. Anal Blast by Dave Tedder. So first of all, they were not on Spotify. So I had to go to YouTube. I checked out a song called Battered Bleeding Bitch. And then listened to a song called Cunt to Throat.
Jesus.
And it sounded like exactly what you would think a band named Anal Blast would sound like. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Are they a punk band?
I can't even tell you. They were so bad. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I'm guessing that a lot of this, these bands with the crazy names like Anal Blast and stuff like that, I'm guessing that the majority of them are going to be straight up punk bands. But
some were. Some were.
Yeah. All right.
Next one, Anal Cunt. So two people, Troy and Dave Tedder. I think Troy's last name, I'll just say W. Troy W. and Dave Tedder. These guys have 14,000 listeners. They're actually on Spotify. So I listened to Beating Up and I'm going to Give You AIDS. And what did it sound like? It sounded like a band that's called Anal Cunt would sound like. That's what it sounded like. The next band, Andy Darris and the Bad Bankers. So Scott Gull gave me this one. I had never heard of them. They only have 418 listeners. I listened to a song called Blind. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't bad. That song was not bad. So I listened to a couple others. I'm like, oh, these guys just have a shitty name, but they're actually not that bad. Had you ever heard of these four bands at all?
I've heard of Anal Blast and Anal Cunt. I haven't heard of Amusement Parks on Fire, but I hear that name. It reminds me of Arcade Fire for some reason.
Yeah.
And Andy Darris and the Bad Bankers, I've never heard of. What are they, a pop band or what?
It was rock. It was okay. Pretty much rock. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the next couple, Barney Rubble and the Cunt Stubble. I got to tell you, that is one of the best names I've ever heard in my life. That is so good. David Cathy gave us that one. So I went and listened to Soap Sud Enema from 1991. There was a song called Butt Slut. It was really bad. So the name is great. The song is really bad. Next one, Bill Murray, B-I-L-M-U-R-I. Jonathan Scott shared that one. They have 421,000 listeners. Dude, I guess this band's pretty big. They're kind of alt pop. Bloody Cum Shot. Bloody Cum Shot. Wow. John Kopanen shared that one. They had 1,900 listeners. So I listened to Dogmatic Beliefs and Fist Fuck Assassin. And I will tell you, the music will suck you in. You're bebopping along, and then the growl vocals come, and I'm talking heavy growl and Cookie Monster. And I was like, oh, turn that shit off. The music had me, and then I'm like, oh, that's terrible. And then Billy Baker's shared a band called Brown Sabbath, 60,000 listeners. So it's a band called Brownout, but they changed to Brown Sabbath to do a little bit more rock. And they're more of a pop version of Black Sabbath than they are the sludgy version of Black Sabbath. Have you ever heard of these four bands?
That would be a no, Bob. I have not heard any of these bands. I would say that based on the type of names that we've used thus far, I'm actually surprised that it's not Brown-Eyed Sabbath. That would be more fitting, I would think. Yeah. But yeah, no.
Michael Clark shared Camaro Smith, 2,400 listeners, listened to a song called It's All Right. It was very garage rock band. So you said punk. A lot of these bands were like garage rock bands too.
I actually like that name. That's kind of a cool name. Camaro Smith.
Camaro Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way that it flows. That's cool.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't Anal Blast terrible. Let's put it that way. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
I would think that a band like Camaro Smith would almost be like 80s rock, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think so, but that's not what it was. Now, it's also possible that they are that, but the thing I heard was very raw and garage bandy, so they just had shitty production. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next one, Corey Nowlin, Car Seat Headrest. That is an actual band name. They have 1.5 million listeners. Okay. I listened to Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales, and Sober to Death. It was listenable. It was very REM. That's probably why they have 1.5 million listeners.
I've never heard of these bands. That's crazy.
Yeah. Patrick White shared Creamy Good Stuff. I couldn't find anything. I looked on YouTube. I looked on Spotify. I couldn't find nothing. So, Patrick, if you've got, I was about to say, Patrick, if you've got creamy good stuff. Oh, my God. Okay. Patrick, if you have a band called Creamy Good Stuff Music, send me a song or two so I can take a listen. David Donnelly shared Crispy Ambulance. They were basically alt-pop instrumentals, so it wasn't that great. Robert DePasqua. So first he shares a band called Dick Trickle. Then I sent him a message back saying, that's got to be a made-up name. He goes, no. They're a band. They're unpolished Enough's Enough. I'm like, oh, my God. So
not only that, Dick Trickle is an actual NASCAR driver. He was a NASCAR driver.
So these guys are not on Spotify. So I had to go to YouTube. I tried Wasting Time, the song. Oh, my God. So bad. Worse than Enough's Enough. So bad.
Is it an unpolished Enough's Enough, though?
Enough's Enough's unpolished. So
That's not true, man.
What do you call a unpolished turd?
Put your hate aside. Just be objectional. Does it sound like an unpolished Enough's Enough?
Yeah, it was just as shitty. Yes.
I'd be interested to hear it then, just out of curiosity.
Oh, my God. Go listen to Wasting Time then. It's on YouTube. That tells you everything you need to know.
All right.
Scott Gull shared Emperors and Elephants. I was very surprised that I liked this band. They had an Alice in Chains vibe. 169 monthly listeners. Very unique version of Wicked Game on one of their albums. Michael Murphy said Heat was a terrible or stupid band name. Heat is not a stupid band name. That's just not nice.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it, but it's not a stupid band name. It's just it's a straight ahead name, whatever.
Another one in the running for one of the better band names I had heard, just like Bernie Rubble and the Cunt Stubble, Heavy Hand and the Spankers.
Love it.
Rick Roberts, I love that you shared it. I could not find anything by these guys. So if you have something, send it to me. Stephen Lamoureux shared Horse Jumper of Love. These guys have 300,000 listeners. I tried a song called Ugly Brunette. Brutal listen. Brutal listen.
Hey, going back to Heavy Hands and the Spankers, I got to think that there's a band out there called Rosie Palm and her five sisters. If not, there should be.
Wow. All right. I tried a band that Stephen Wood and Rob K suggested. I Wrestled a Bear Once. No spaces. It was just I Wrestled a Bear Once. They're on Spotify. They got 50,000 listeners. I tried a song called Tastes Like Kevin Bacon. It's a Cookie Monster growl by a female. So I was like, okay, maybe they're trying to kind of be a Butcher's Babies. It wasn't as melodic as Butcher Babies. So that wasn't very good. Stephen Wood shared Lubricated Goat. Wow. So they were on Spotify. 952 listeners. I listened to a song called Jason the Unpopular. That song was so bad. It was so bad. Have you ever heard of Lubricated Goat?
No.
Have you ever heard of Machine Gun Felicio?
No, but I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Jack Benacchio shared that one. Thank you, Jack. 73,000 listeners. So I'm like, okay, if they got 73,000 listeners, I got to have some stuff. So I listened to The Girl I Dream About Is Giving Me Nightmares, Pussytown, and All of Them Ladies. I will tell you, I didn't hate it. It was part Maroon 5, part The Struts. It wasn't that bad. Machine Gun Felicio, honestly, is not that bad of a band name either. You're just not going to get taken seriously is the problem. But they had some pretty good stuff. I was very surprised.
Oh, wow. Part Maroon 5, part The Struts. It sounds like a band that I would like.
Yeah. Machine Gun Felicio. Might want to try it.
All right.
Next band by Michael Clark, Overreaction. So they were on Spotify. They have 13 monthly listeners. Congratulations, Restrained. You have double what they have. It was like sleep sound instrumentals. It was like weird.
I like the name, though. I like names that are like that, that kind of like are. It's like a Camaro Smith, right? It kind of flows in its two words, Camaro and Aerosmith, and it flows into one. So Overreaction is like overreaction. I like it.
Yeah. I didn't put Overreaction out of that, but that's a good idea. Yeah. I didn't get that. The next band, Mike Jones, Pissed On. So it's PIST.ON. That's exactly how it is on Spotify, too. Kind of alt rock. I tried this song, Great Flap. It wasn't great. a band called Rainbow Butt Monkeys, which I guess now that must have been the original name for Finger 11. Rainbow Butt Monkeys. That's where they started.
I have a Finger 11 record.
Well, Finger 11 has 4 million listeners.
Yeah.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys have 1,900 listeners. So thank you, Michael Ladano. I tried as far as I can spit. It was okay. Then I tried Finger 11. Rainbow Butt Monkeys was actually better. So, yeah. The band that I really wanted to love is the next band. Scott Gull gave us Satan's Taint. Oh, my God. That is such an awesome name. I go to it, 138 listeners. I'm like, oh, I really want to like this band. They're the underdog. The band name's too good. And the music was very groove and heavy. It's just the vocal melodies and the lyrics weren't great. Like, they're trying too hard to literally be Satan's Taint, right? Too bad. Ivan Galesick, Skeletune was the band name he shared. 5,000 listeners. It was very death metal-y. Some of it was almost musical theater. I listened to a song called Nemesis and the Truffle Shuffle Army. Seemed talented, just not my type of music. Had you ever heard Skeletune or Satan's Taint?
I've heard of Satan's Taint, but I've not heard them, and I've never heard of Skeletune.
Like what you're hearing? Share this episode out. Post it to your favorite social network and let people know you're listening to the Growing Up Rock Podcast. It will help us grow, and we greatly appreciate it.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Robert De Pasqua shared Sluts Crazy. I'm like, okay. So I pull it up. It wasn't on Spotify. I pull it up on YouTube, and it had one of those like 80s flavor kind of covers. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I tried a song called All Tied Up. Very garage band. I couldn't get through it. It was really bad. Split Beaver. Not a bad band name. Denny Z. Thank you. 493 listeners on Spotify, but their riffs were very AC/DC. They're trying to be punk and new wave of British heavy metal at the same time, and they don't really succeed with either thing. They were stuck in the middle. I tried like 2 songs, Hounds of Hell and Savage. It wasn't good. Dave Tedder shared Stake Number 8. They weren't on Spotify, so I had to go to YouTube. I tried a song called Black Eyed. They're trying to be like a heavier Nirvana. It was not good. A band that you possibly know, Steven, Airborne Toxic Event. Daniel Solis, friend of mine, shared that one. 360,000 listeners. I have never heard an Airborne Toxic Event song, so I tried Sometime Around Midnight and Changing, and to me it was like between alt-pop and alt-rock. It was kind of meh. Do you know this band?
I thought they were called the Airborne Toxic Avengers. It is a vent?
It's a vent.
Hmm.
Maybe it's 2 different bands?
Maybe. So I don't know if I've heard this band or not. And maybe I'm getting them confused, and because there's a movie like Toxic Avenger or something. I don't know what I'm confused, but whatever it is that I heard that was similar to this, I did not like. And yeah. It was like alternative kind of, I don't know. It just wasn't my thing.
Next one, Denny Z shared the Bloody Stools. So they weren't on Spotify. So that gives you a hint. So I went to YouTube. I tried a song called Give Head or Die. It was part Halloween and part like stoner sludge rock. It was a tough listen. Denny, you listen to some interesting stuff, man.
The Bloody Stools should have the opening act, the Fiber Twins. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, maybe. BB from Potter Than Hell podcast. Thank you, BB, for sharing the Dead Milkmen. So I had never heard of this band.
Really?
208. Yeah. 208,000 listeners. I had no idea. I tried Punk Rock Girl and Dean's Dream.
Yeah.
They felt like a raw Green Day to me. So it wasn't my bag. That's why I probably haven't heard of these guys. These guys are popular, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they're very, very famous.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're a famous punk band. They're like, I don't know what you would call them, maybe the grandfathers of punk. You know, a lot of people were influenced by the Dead Milkmen. So, yes, I've heard of them. Not really my thing, but I've heard the songs that you mentioned. So,
Chris Mason shared the Porch Ramps. So I'm like, the Porch Ramps? What's the Porch Ramps? So he goes, say it really fast. And I'm like, the Porch Ramps, the Porch Ramps. Oh, the Porch Ramps. Get it? The Poor Tramps?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But I couldn't really find anything by them. They weren't on Spotify. They weren't on YouTube. So, Chris, if you got a song, send it this way. Daniel Solis also shared the Postal Service. The Postal Service has 1.4 million listeners. I have never heard of this band. I tried a song called Such Great Things. Dude, it's like alt pop. It's not my thing. Hey, do you know the Postal Service? Not the one that delivers mail. The other one.
I enjoy their hit, The Forever Stamp.
Yeah, there you go. They probably have one. I don't know. So, Rich Dillon. Dude, I'm telling you, when we got this post going, Rich Dillon's like, I know that band. I have that CD. I have that album. Rich Dillon has all this shit. So I guess, Rich, just send me your stuff if you got some of this stuff. But he shared one. The Rectum Raiders. I didn't even believe these guys were real. So they weren't on Spotify. So I had to go to YouTube. I tried a song called Into the Darkness, and I will tell you the music was pretty cool, but the vocal was a little rough. The song wasn't that bad overall, but meh.
The Rectum Raiders Into the Darkness.
Yeah. Rolando, Daniel, and Grayson Gallegos all shared the band The. And I've heard of this band. I had never heard any of their music. They got a million listeners out there. Uh-huh. I tried This Is the Day and Uncertain Smile. And they were both basically alt pop. You've heard of the?
I've heard of the. One of the bands I was on the road with had the keyboard player from the in it. Should have stop opening up for the and headlining Duran Duran.
On the cruise. Yeah. All right. So Raymond Zimmer and Tommy from Shout It Out Loudcast, they both shared the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. That's the name of the band. The Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. And these guys were talking these guys up. So I'm like, all right, let me go check them out. 45,000 listeners. I tried the songs The Alpha, The Omega, and Yippee-Ki-Yay, Motherfucker. All right? Because, you know, you hear the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza, you figure you're going to get a band that sounds like probably like Dexy and the Midnight Runners type music, right? Very folksy kind of thing. Dude, it was straight up screamo Cookie Monster growl. It was unlistenable. Have you ever tried to listen to these guys?
Absolutely not. Never even heard of them.
Wow. Righty shares a band called Trixie Tang. Okay? They have 24 listeners. I don't know where Righty got this band. I tried two songs, Sunday Cruising and Lust. I will tell you, they weren't bad. They were 10 times better than Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. Trixie Tang.
What is Trixie Tang like?
They're straight ahead rock, okay. Basically. Yeah. James Downing shared Tucky Buzzard, 2,000 listeners. I've never heard of Tucky Buzzard. So I go try the songs Goo 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 and Time Will Be Your Doctor. I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I'm getting like a 60s feel with a Hammond organ and stuff. And then I did some research. They're a 70s band. And I'm like, this is not good. So Tucky Buzzard is not good. Tucky Buzzard sounds like a Stephen Michael band. You ever heard these guys?
Absolutely not. Never heard of them.
Okay. And then last but not least, Lola and Dave both shared We Butter the Bread with Butter. That's the name of the song or the band. We Butter the Bread with Butter. 202,000 listeners on Spotify. So I tried two songs, 20 kilometers per hour. That's a song name. And Clicks, Likes, Fame, Guile. That's another song name. It's basically industrial rock. It is not in English. Super screamo with Cookie Monster. Very interesting, just not good, interesting. It was not good. I don't know where this band is from. We Butter the Bread with Butter sounds great to eat. It is not a good band. So it was a very interesting experiment. I like to thank the listeners for sharing and responding. It gave me a good laugh on some of these songs. And I'm hoping that people were just sharing stupid band names like I asked to share and not some of their favorite bands. Because if it was, man, these bands suck.
And just going through this, it reminds me of another band, stupid band name that is not on either of our list and it didn't make this lizard, but was that King Lizard and the Gizzard Lizard or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah. I think we tried that. I don't remember that being that bad.
Yeah, that was a dumb band name, though.
yeah, that's for sure.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Look at all the people here tonight! Oh, man! I got to make an announcement right here. Can you hear me out there?
It's time to take a quick break in the action from this week's episode. Sonny and I just wanted to thank all of you, the listeners, for joining us each and every week. Whether you just found us today or have been listening for multiple episodes, we love your passion for music and rock and roll in general. We consider you all part of our Loud Minority family. Always remember you can communicate with us a few different ways. If you don't mind Facebook, head over to the Growing Up Rock Loud Minority Facebook group and be part of the conversation. It's a private group and all you have to do is ask to join, answer a few rock and roll questions, and you're in. If you despise Facebook, which many people do, then send us an email to growingUpRock@gmail.com. We get everything there. You can follow us on Twitter and Insta at Growing Up Rock, which is one word, GROWINUPROCK. In the event you feel entertained by our podcast, we would appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode and go leave us a 5-star review either at Apple Podcast or Podchaser. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
All right, so let's get into my six-pack of stupid band names. And again, I don't necessarily hate all the bands that I'm going to talk about, but the names are really not that good in names. I'm going to start off with an obvious one. They're not heavy rock. They're not hard rock. They're just straight up radio rock, or, you know, AOR radio rock, and that's Toad the Wet Sprocket. Certainly you've heard the hits Walk on the Ocean, Fall, and All I Want. I actually like the hits. I'm more of a hits guy from Toad the Wet Sprocket. They're just a good pop band. But that's just a stupid name. I mean, come on. What is Toad the Wet Sprocket? Have you ever heard this band? I'm sure you must have. And what are your thoughts on this name?
Yeah, the name is stupid beyond stupid. They're just trying to be they're trying to be as alternative as their music is, basically. I thought I had heard one of these songs before, because not only did I try the three you mentioned, but I even tried Something's Always Going Wrong and Good Intentions.
Mm-hmm.
None of them were familiar to me.
Wow.
So somehow I skirted hearing any of the songs from this band my whole life. I listened to the five. I didn't love them. I thought Good Intentions was the most tolerable, but I would have zero reason to ever listen to this man because nothing about them interested me.
I can't believe you haven't heard Walk on the Ocean or All I Want. But yeah, I mean, I like those three songs, Walk on the Ocean, Fall, and All I Want. They're good songs to me. They're palatable, just, you know, like I said, pop songs are not much to it. I like the vocals and the harmonies and stuff like that, but just a stupid band name.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you said neither am I. And the air outside so soft, saying everything, everything. All I want is to feel this way, to be this close, feel the same. All I want is to feel this way, the evening speaks, feel it say. Nothing so cold.
Coming up to number two is a band called Nashville Pussy. Now, this band's been around for a while in different cult circles and stuff like that. The first time I got wind of this band was because somebody played a song for me, and they were very AC/DC-ish, the song that I heard. And if you go and you watch like some of the live videos and stuff, it consists of two girls, a girl guitar player, a girl bass player, and then it's got two guys in the band, guy guitar player slash singer and a drummer. And they are a mixture of Trailer Park, Southern punk, and I don't know what to call it, but if you watch, like, the girls make out on stage, and there's all kinds of crazy shit that's going on that stage. If you ever go see Nashville Pussy live, now I think they're on hiatus. I'm not sure they're still active. I may be wrong about that, but I haven't seen them come up for a while. I would say, you know, try songs like She's Got the Drugs, Go to Hell, or Come On, Come On. It's kind of a mixture of like a Southern Motorhead or something. I don't know. Have you heard of Nashville Pussy? Did you get a chance to check out anything by them?
So I had heard of the band name before. I had not heard any of the music. So I go look at, you know, some of the stuff that got out there, and I like the visuals, right? So I'm like, okay, let me go try these guys. So I actually really gave these guys a shot. I listened to She's Got the Drugs, Go to Hell, Come On, Come On, Piece of Ass, Go Motherfucker, Go, Shoot First, and Run, Strut and Cock. Like, I was really, really trying. They're just too sleazy. I'm not in love with the vocalist. I like the attitude, like the gritty feel of the music. But, man, the vocalist had totally turned me off. And I'm just like, I really want to like these guys because it looked like they'd be fun to see live. But the only song I thought was even tolerable was Come On, Come On. I couldn't even get through really the other ones. And I'm like, that's too bad because they kind of got the shock value of what they're doing, and it could probably be pretty cool. But to me, the music doesn't connect.
Did you watch any of those live videos?
Yes, I did. And I had to watch them on mute to enjoy them.
Did you see the one where the two girls are making out?
I might have some of that saved in YouTube. Hush.
Keep the light out.
So moving on to my third band. This is a band that is loved by probably the same people that love Bo Nasty and Salty Dog. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. So this band, straight up from the late 80s, called Sleaze Bees, Sleezebez. Probably most popular for their song Stranger in Paradise, which I think they had on MTV at one point in time. I personally like the tune Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed. They got a handful of songs I like, but most of it is kind of meh to me. I never really got into the band as a whole, but I know that there's a lot of like, you know, people that are from our era that love this band. What say you about Sleaze Bees? Because I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yeah, I've got the album, right? And I don't remember. I must have been drunk when I picked this album up because I tried Stranger Than Paradise. I tried I Don't Want to Live Without You. I tried Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed. When the Brains Go Down to the Balls. This time, I didn't love any of it. That man, at best, tolerable Stranger Than Paradise. That was about the only one that was tolerable to me. I don't even remember how I got this album. Maybe it came free with a box of Twix or something. I don't know.
Box of Twix, huh?
Yeah. You know, they got that Twix cereal. Maybe it came with that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess that's good. That's not such a bad thing, is it? Moving on to my next band. So this band is Italian from Milan, Italy. You don't hear too much about that. And maybe that's part of the problem with the name. But the name of the band is called Beverly Kills. And that's K-I-L-L-Z because you ain't cool unless you, you know, change the spelling of your name. I don't get it. Beverly Kills. I don't know. They're a straight up hard rock band. They got musically, they've got songs that I think are pretty good. I just don't know that I can take the vocalist that much. And so this latest record that got sent out, you know, A Girl Like You is a pretty decent song, as is a song called As, and that's A-Z-Z. And it's interesting because some of the songs on my record are different than some of the songs in Spotify, but they're the same. It's the same record and it's the same song. So I don't know what's up with that. Have you heard of Beverly Kills? Have you heard the music? What are your thoughts on this band?
I had never heard of these guys. They have a whopping 67 listeners on Spotify. So that's how popular they are. So I tried Off. I tried As. I tried A Girl Like You. I tried After the Rain. The chorus for After the Rain was great. The rest of the song was meh. I actually liked the entirety of A Girl Like You. So they had something. It just didn't super connect, but there was something there.
To my next band, of course, it's important that we pay tribute to our friends over there in Swedish area. And I am going to talk about the band Dust Bowl Jokies. Yeah, that's just a stupid name. I don't even know what that's about. But anyway, formed in 2011 in Sweden. They released an album in early 2012 called Cockamamie Vaudeville. And it was produced by this guy named Nico DeMarino, but it was co-produced by Bo Hill. And it's got some pretty good tunes on it. I actually have this record and like this record. Songs like Lady Lechery, Burlesque, Down to the Bone. They're not a bad band. I enjoy most of the stuff that I've heard from this band. I just think the band name is dumb. Have you heard of Dust Bowl Jokies? And, you know, what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I had not heard them before. I listened to the songs that you suggested. I also tried, because their top five on Spotify are actually Boots on Rocks Off, Borderland, Devil's Kin, Lulu, and Mama Kocha. Uh-huh. The singer was dead on Jason McMaster. And I can only handle that for a little while, right? I liked Borderland probably the best out of all these songs. They weren't bad, but if you like that sleaze Southern rock feel, that's the feel I got. Very Dangerous Toys, and I got to be in the mood for Dangerous Toys, so that's what I got out of it.
Yeah, and before anybody comes back and says it's Dust Bowl Jokies or whatever, look, I don't know. Either way, whether it's Dust Bowl Jokies or Dust Bowl Jokies, it's dumb. It's spelled J-O-K-I-E-S, so that to me is Jokies, but who knows? Maybe it's Jokies. I don't know. It's just dumb any way you look at it. So that's what I'm going to say. All right. Getting to my last band is a band I super enjoy. Like, I like all their records. And this latest record they put out was killer in both Sonny and I's top 10 for last year. And I'm talking about the band Temple Balls. They're from Finland. They've been around for a few years now. They've had, I think, four albums. I think this latest album was their fourth album. Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. But really and truly, there's good material on every one of their records. I would say try songs like Infinity, Hell and Feeling Fine, TOTC, which is Thrill of the Chase, or Trap off this latest record. Temple Balls is just a good straight ahead hard rock band from that Norwegian area that Sonny and I enjoy. And so, yeah, it's just a dumb name. And if you look into the history of the name is basically sort of a drug reference. But yeah, it doesn't make it any better. Anyway, I know that you've heard Temple Balls and like some of that stuff.
Yeah, stupid band name, but it's very possible this is the best band that we talked about all day today.
I would agree with that. Yes, that is true.
I enjoy their music for sure.
Hey, Hollywood. You know what time it is. Let's connect it to KISS.
You wanted the best, but you got the best. The hottest band in the world, KISS!
Well, for the KISS connection, we're going to go with a band called Wicked Lester. What a dumbass name. So Wicked Lester is where Gene and Paul meet. So let me kind of tell you the story here. So the origins of the band trace back to 1970 when bassist Gene Klein, who's Gene Simmons later on, and keyboardist Brooke Ostrander recruited lead guitarist Stephen Cornell, who is a childhood friend and a former bandmate of Gene. Right? Gene has now changed history and said he didn't know Cornell before that. Yeah, he's full of it. This group takes on the name Rainbow. And Steve recommends this rhythm guitarist named Stanley Eason, who later becomes Paul Stanley. They had tried him before, and he didn't make it through the audition, but they wanted to give him another chance. So Paul joins. They add drummer Tony Zarella. They have a full band. Early 71, this Rainbow plays his first show, and after they get done with the show, they find out there's already a band called Rainbow. So they decide to drop the name because they don't want to get sued. And then came up with the name Wicked Lester, which Gene thought was unusual and cool. Wicked Lester plays two more shows, then had all of their gear stolen. So they're like, you know, kind of on the outs. They have a chance meeting with the Electric Lady Studios engineer, Ron Johnson. So they're given the opportunity to record some of the demos in late 71 with the gear that's at the studio. They shopped the demos to a few labels, no success. Eventually, Epic Record agrees to fund the recording of the full album, but they want Cornell gone and get a better guitarist. They record the demo. Epic hated it, decided not to release it. And then shortly afterwards, Paul and Gene are like, we're going to bounce because we're going to go do our own thing because this Wicked Lester thing is trying to be too many bands all at the same time. So some of the Wicked Lester songs from that first album have been on YouTube for a while. And some of the tracks included Lover All I Can, which KISS used later on Dressed to Kill, Keep Me Waiting, which came out on the demos in 2001 later on, and this Gene Simmons pen song. So here is a blended version. First is the Wicked Lester version of the song. Then I blend it into the KISS version. Check out the differences in the song She.
Yeah, so I've heard both versions of this. So my earliest comment would be Jethro Tull, right?
Yeah, yeah, especially with that fucking flute. Sounds like shit.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, I mean, you take away that flute and it's not a ton different. It's a little different, but that could also be in the recording of it and everything. But you bring that flute in, man, and it's really just right in that Jethro Tull lane. Because, you know, Jethro Tull, they've got some songs that I like, but I don't really need to hear flute.
Yeah.
Even the songs that I like from Jethro Tull have a little bit of flute in them, and I don't necessarily need it. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think they made the right decision, though, in the end game, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, Paul and Gene, well, you know, when you see the history that was written, or the history that was written, they obviously knew what they were doing. They probably listened to this stuff going, we're putting this stuff together, and first of all, nobody likes it, and we don't even like it. And we don't like what we're doing here. And, you know, to hear the song She become more demon-esque later on in life, I definitely like it better than the flute version. But I was never a Jethro Tull fan anyway, so that's probably why.
Well, you know what? And hats off to Gene and Paul, because that takes a lot of balls. You're a band, you're a young band that already has a record contract. And, yeah, maybe things aren't going great for you, but it takes a lot of balls to walk away from something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's also possible they weren't happy that they had to let Cornell go, right? That yeah. Epic says, look, that guy's got to go. That's the only way you can do this. And maybe they're like, look, we want to do some stuff on our own terms. Now, I don't know if they ever got to really do it on their terms, but they would tell you history says they did. So I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. All right, so look, that puts a capper on our Dirty Dozen. You picked six, I picked six. You started with a band called Big Cock, Ed Guy, Giraffe Tongue Orchestra, Chickenfoot, Voodoo Terror Tribe, Wet Willie. I completed it with Toad the Wet Sprocket, Nashville Pussy, Sleazebees, Beverly Kills, Dust Bowl Jokies or Jockeys, Temple Balls. I would say that that's 12 not very good names. And then you had a whole bunch of other names that listeners were kind enough to submit, which is, yeah, some of those are super questionable. Well, most of them are super questionable. But now I'm excited to go out and try Machine Gun Fellatio because they sound like the Struts in Maroon 5. So I'm excited about that. So maybe I picked up a new band from this. But I'm sure we've only scratched the surface of this. We could probably do Dirty Dozen Terrible Band Names Volumes 2 and 3.
Yeah, the music wasn't that good enough to really go that route. Here's the, you know, I believe what Paul Stanley has said in the past is true, is people listen with their eyes at times, so the visual matters, right? But I also believe that you got to be able to market what you have. And if you've got talented musicians that are trying to do serious music, and whether it's serious or not, it can be fun music, it doesn't matter, but you're trying to make money, you're going to have to come up with something that's somewhat marketable. Like Steel Panther, you can market that. Now, when you read their song titles, it doesn't connect with Steel Panther, the band name, but that's smart, right? Because they can market what they need to market. But Barney Rubble and the Constable, like, it's got no shot. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great name, right? But the Fred Flintstones Fellatio wouldn't work either, right? So it's just like you're basically done the minute you came up with a band name because nobody's going to take you seriously. Nashville Pussy, they're not going to sell out stadiums ever, right? Because just the name alone, you just can't see it on the marquee. And I'm sorry, but we live in a society where it's got to be marketable, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, we forgot all about the Ass Ponies, too. That's another band. Yeah. They keep coming to me. Yeah. I think what is the one important lesson that we've learned off this episode? All you young and inspiring musicians, what have we taught you here at the Grown Up Rock Podcast? When in doubt, don't try to pick a band name. Just name it after somebody in your band. Van Halen, Bon Jovi, Eric Clapton, Derek yeah. and the Dominoes. Just keep it simple, stupid.
Your band name is not going to make you, but it could end you immediately.
Yeah, in most cases, that's probably a very true statement. I would agree with that.
All right. Until next week, keep those stupid band names coming. See ya.
Later.
It's time to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Get ready to turn it up.
Little bastard, all fish belly white, wears gym trunks and a tank top shirt. And when his grandma sees him playing with a knife, she says, put that down.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode. Growing Up Rock is a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Pantheon is the place for music lovers. Check us out along with many other great music podcasts on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.